Brought to you by PrayLatin.com, makers of prayer cards featuring complete English phonetic renderings of Latin pronunciations.
Seemingly, our new favorite cardinal, Cardinal Victor Manuel Fernandez, the prefect for the Dicastery of the Doctrine of the Faith, and also part-time poet of inappropriate poetry, has confirmed something that most of us kind of knew, that the Synod on Synodality is, one, about process, and less about radical overt changes immediately happening to the faith, but the other, that those radical changes that a lot of people wanted from the various synodal meetings in the various dioceses around the church and around the world, many of those were already predetermined to be happening anyway and would happen without the Synod on Synodality. That news should have made bigger headlines when it was released, but because he gave that tidbit of information to a Spanish language Catholic news site in Europe, it made no headlines, which is remarkable. The entire debate about the integrity of the morality and the moral teachings of the church had come under serious fire because of the synod, where laity were having debates with cardinals and bishops at the same table, as if the voice of laity actually mattered on Catholic truth. But their feelings on matters were treated with the same gravity that a cardinal was, or even a pope, since Francis himself sat at these tables, had the same discussions with the synodal leaders. It was also very tiresome, especially to cover for those of us who simply want the truth of the faith taught. And it all became an illusion. Pretty much every national bishops' conference, and all the way down to the parish level, all wanted the James Martin Sin and blessings for those who embraced the James Martin Sin endorsed by the church. They wanted some mechanism for accepting the world's narrative on that subject. And the result of that was an attempt to take over the Synod on Synodality. You had a lot of discussion there, and a lot of disappointment when that end document didn't address it one way or the other, with the promise to speak about it in the fall of this year, at the October 2024 meeting of the Synod on Synodality. I know, I hope you didn't believe that the Synod on Synodality was done just yet, that it finished last year. It won't be finished even this year after the Synod meets at the end of October. There will be working groups to continue to the discussions who will then give their final document to Francis in summer of 2025. The purpose of it is, of course, procedural. Get the laity in charge of running much of what goes on in the church, at least have a very important voice in it, to make sure that the changes to the faith, as Cardinal Parolin told us that I reported on this past weekend, are permanent. That's the point. And the James Martin Sin became a sort of a threat of a derailing the whole thing. After all, there were some pretty good cardinals taking part in the Synod on Synodality, as well as a handful of laity who'd surprisingly defended the traditional Mass and traditional Catholic teaching. So we have confirmation now the Fiducia Supplicans was meant to take a little pressure off the Synod. And it kind of tells us that all of these hot-button topics, their fate has already been decided. Keep that in mind as we watch Francis continue to meet with advocates for deaconesses. So our story comes to us today from Info Vaticana, a Spanish-language Catholic news outlet out of Europe, with this headline: Cardinal Fernandez confirms to Info Vaticana that Fiducia Supplicans came to light so that irregular blessings were not the topic of the Synod. Why wouldn't that be a topic for the Synod? You would think that cardinals and bishops meeting together to discuss matters of doctrine that the world has gotten completely wrong, the church should have a response to it, and what better place than a Synod? Doesn't rise to the level necessarily of an ecumenical council, and please, nobody suggest an ecumenical council run by Francis and Fernandez. Please, nobody suggests that. But wouldn't correcting the world's errors on that topic, and on topic related to the sacraments in general, and the reality of sin in the world and what it does to the soul and what it does to society, wouldn't that be an appropriate topic for a synod? Instead, the topic is procedure, getting the laity used to making decisions on these matters. That's kind of the point of the Synod. And Fernandez wanted to make sure that this topic didn't derail the synod. Because as we saw from the reaction to Fiducia's supplicants, it did nearly do so. There was the most divisive document released probably since Humanae Vitae was Fiducia's supplicants, without question. The most divisive document in 57 years. From the article, quote, "This week, the National Catholic Reporter statements by Cardinal Mario Gresh, General Secretary of the Synod, reconfirmed at a conference in Ireland that he was not informed about the date of publication or the content of Fiducia's supplicants. In statements to Our Sunday Visitor News, the Maltese Cardinal acknowledges that it was not necessary for him to have been notified or consulted about this statement from the Dicastery for the Doctrine of the Faith. So much so that Cardinal Gresh defends that Fiducia's supplicants, quote, has nothing to do with neither with the previous synodal assembly nor with the upcoming second session that will take place in October 2024, and with which the Synod of Synodality will be finalized. In statements to Info Vaticana, Cardinal Victor Manuel Fernandez, prefect of the Dicastery for the Doctrine of the Faith and ideologist of the controversial Fiducia supplicants, confirms that, quote, there was no formal consultation with the Secretary of the Synod, only informal conversations. For Tuco Fernandez, quote, it was clear that it was preferred to remove from the Synod discussion some issues that could distract it from its fundamental objective in October. One of those topics was the possible blessings for couples in an irregular situation. For the prefect of the Doctrine of the Faith, the Fiducia supplicants declaration that allows blessings for irregular and double S-type pairings is the end of this debate, although there are many who maintain that this document more than, quote, closes the issue of the blessings to James Martin-type pairings could have had the opposite effect and opened the debate even more. We just have to wait until October to see if this Vatican declaration, which has generated so much controversy in recent months, achieves the objective proposed by Cardinal Fernandez." End quote. This issue was pushed by virtually every bishop's conference in the world, well, at least the Western world, in the run-up to the 2023 synodal meetings. Remember, there were meetings at the parish levels, and then from the parish to the dioceses. From the dioceses to the National Bishops' Conference, from the National Bishops' Conference to Continental Conferences, and from there to the Synod on Synodality. That's how it worked. And in all too many of these cases, it was revealed that participation wasn't universal. Pretty sure my traditional Latin Mass parish never got an invitation to the diocese it's in synodal meetings. A lot of parish meetings were done with invite only. Laity were invited. Specifically invited to those meetings. Not all laity, specific members of the laity of that community. Why? Because the outcome is predetermined, like so many things these days. All the way up through the conference level, where, for instance, in Europe, at the European Continental Meeting, one of the main influential voices was professional Francis fan fiction writer, meaning papal biographer, Austin Ivrea, a man who has so much time on his hands that he actually goes around England looking for Latin masses that aren't quite conforming to Traditionis Custodis and then reporting them to the bishop. That's the kind of man we're talking about here. And he was one of the ones running the European Continental Meeting for the Synod of Synodality's preparation for the larger synod. That's what he was doing. Let me give you another example of this, though. We get this story from a couple of years ago from Pillar Catholic. It's 2022, and they gave us this headline. Belgian bishops published text for double S blessings. They came up with a ritual for blessing it and everything. A ritual. Now remember, Fiducia's supplicants later said it was supposed to be non-liturgical. It means no formal rituals, shouldn't be done necessarily in the parish, certainly not with an audience. It shouldn't look like holy matrimony. Now that hasn't stopped anybody since the issuing of Fiducia's supplicants. Many bishops and many priests have happily done liturgical, look suspiciously like holy matrimony kind of ceremonies going on in their parishes and side chapels, wherever it is that they want to do these things. That hasn't stopped anybody, because the more loose interpretation of Fiducia supplicants, the more progressive interpretation, isn't the one anybody's going to come down on. The one that they come down on are the interpretations that say that focus on the written reaffirmation of what the church has to say on sacraments, and then only offers blessings essentially for those trying to escape the living in the life of sin, which is a weird interpretation of Fiducia supplicants, which because it never mentions sin anyway in that document. But they came up with this a full 15 months before the document, And elsewhere, we all witness bishops of very national conferences pushing for that kind of blessing. Germany, places in the United States, you saw this happening. And none of it was weirdly mentioned in the final document for the Synod on Synodality. It makes you wonder why. Well, it's simple. Probably because there was no consensus. And so the predetermined outcome was the one that they went with. The Synod of Synodality initially said, Gresh and Hollerich and a few others, decided they were going to push the subject until this fall's meeting, along with deaconesses. And that brings us back to that topic. Francis has been meeting with his Council of Cardinals, they call it the C9, and for the last few meetings, they have had various, quote, experts on the participation of women in the church come and address their council. Francis is going to address this issue at some point, and like he did on the issue of James Martin blessings, and before that, the issue of the sacraments for divorced and remarried Catholics, he has reaffirmed verbally the church's teaching on such things, until he issued a document that contradicted the church's teaching on such things. He did that with Amoris Laetitia, he's done that with Fiducia Supplicans, and now it looks like he's getting ready to do that with deaconettes. That's where we are, folks. It's an interesting day in the church. Let me know what you think of this in the comments. Are you surprised that Cardinal Fernandez gave us this feint, essentially, that he took some pressure off of the Synod on Synodality so they can focus on process? And do you expect to see that again on the deaconettes issue? Let me know in the comments, please. Hit like and subscribe if you haven't. It does help. As does sharing this on social media, that helps too. And if you've ever thought about becoming a patron or channel member of Return to Tradition to help support the work we do here, options are in the description box below or that join button. It does keep these messages coming daily. I'm Anthony Stein. Ave Maria.